We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live crew. 2 minutes after 6 o'clock. Yes, Three Live Crew is on your radio. Surviving the coronavirus pandemic. It's serious out here in these streets, man. We're doing the best we can to keep everybody informed, man, keeping you locked in. We are your coronavirus info headquarters. Got all information you may need. Anything you might know of different things that are canceled and closed.
Canceled.
Yes, a lot of things canceled, man. Schools are canceled. Schools are canceled.
Cancel.
Yes, a lot of jobs are canceled.
Cancel.
A lot of gyms are canceled.
Cancel.
A lot of churches are canceled.
Cancel.
It's a whole different world we're living in right now, Big Drink.
Hey, shut it down.
Shut it down?
Shut it down. We got to get a hold on all of it.
We do got to get a hold on all of it, man. I was seeing some very, very discouraging numbers, scary numbers if we let them, if we don't get this thing in hand, man.
Did you see the graph with the numbers in Italy and how it grew in hours and where we are and how?
Absolutely.
And how, yeah.
Absolutely. I saw a number that said that it was growing, it was doubling every 3 days.
Yeah.
It was doubling.
Yeah.
The people that were infected were doubling every 3 days. And if that holds true for like a month, if we did not do any type of social distancing, in a month's time, it'll have us up to 3 million Americans with the virus. That's 3 million.
Shut it all down.
Shut it down.
Shut it all down.
And see, I'm seeing people just not taking it serious, bro.
Me either. Like, first of all, everybody that's in Miami, if you know somebody that's in Miami right now, let me know. So I'm staying away from all of y'all.
Yes.
I'm staying away from all of y'all.
Miami, I see people still at the clubs.
Yes.
I see people still at the clubs like it's nothing.
Yeah, I saw that over there. Yeah.
Now see, here's the thing, man. Here's the scary thing, that you could be fine with the coronavirus and you could beat it.
You could beat it.
But you could take it to somebody elderly.
That can't.
You could take it to somebody with a low immune system.
That can't.
And therein lies the problem, man. Therein lies the problem, man. So we're just doing everything we can here to keep you abreast and keep the show moving, man. Keep your day moving. We'd like to be a bit of an escape from the fears and all the conversations of coronavirus. So we got your masters this morning. Now we got a 60-second praise break for you this morning. Got some ratchet reports for you this morning.
What about? Yeah, 60-second. You might need to do a 60-second crunk break.
A crunk break.
Crunk break.
Nothing new under the sun. Nobody f***ing with sun. I got a couple.
Big shout out to everybody that celebrated the holiday on Saturday. It's 10 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
March 14th was a holiday. We let you know about it over the weekend. Big shout out to everybody that got to celebrate.
Yeah. Big shout out to y'all.
Dang. Come on.
Shout out to y'all.
Big shout out to us.
All right.
Thank you, man. When your boy brag about celebrating on the holiday, I can't celebrate on the holidays.
Go ahead, celebrate. I don't even think a Jawar knew about it.
Bro, I'm asking, can I celebrate on the holidays?
I bet you if I called a Jawar right now, be like, Jawar, what was Saturday?
Yeah.
What holiday was that for Saturday for men? I mean, I could drop it all down like that, y'all. What holiday was it Saturday for men? Like at the end, like his hair dye. Like what kind of holiday was it Saturday for men? I could drop it on it like that. And she would say, what holiday? And I hang up the phone on her. And I give her the tone right then. And we go back to the show.
Because that's where it ended.
Because that's where it ended at.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, if you missed the holiday, you can Google it. You can find it. It's very simple. March 14th is Valentine's Day for men. And big shout out to those of us that got a chance to celebrate, unlike Drink.
Can somebody come back on Monday and be like, oh, I forgot about it?
Oh, they're like, no, you can't do that. That's just like you going back on Monday after Valentine's Day trying to get your woman some gifts. That don't work.
I'm going to take it.
I mean, you got
just like they going to take their gift a couple of days late. I'm a tape man. Cooper Daily.
11 minutes after 6 o'clock, man. 3 live on your radio. No Big Rock today, so you know what it is. Loin game, baby. As we survive the coronavirus.
It's like loose chains. Still got my money.
That's how we ball out.
Divorce rate skyrocketing in South Korea. They said after they had to quarantine and was in the house too long with each other, man, just realized they didn't want to be with that person anymore. 16 minutes after 6 o'clock, 3 live on your radio. No Roxy today, so you get Loin Gang Radio, baby.
They said that, so, you know, in a time of apocalypse, I can't do it with you.
They said there's so many people filing for divorce.
Wow.
It's serious, man. It is very serious. And I just saw something else that's very serious. It's seemed to be spreading like wildfire. First time I saw it was from Los Angeles. Now I'm seeing it in New York. Now I'm seeing it in Ohio. Restaurants closed. Takeout only at restaurants.
Yeah.
Bars and nightclubs closed.
Mm-hmm.
Gyms and fitness centers closed.
Mm-hmm.
Movie theaters closed.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing that's staying open is grocery stores. They're keeping those open on a partial time basis. Pharmacies, food banks. You know, the kids are out of school for the next 2 weeks. I see some people going as far as 8 weeks for the school being out for the kids.
Yeah.
8 weeks, bro. That's 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zay School called me yesterday and told me that I had to come by and pick up like some packet or some work or something or some information for the internet learning that he's going to have to be doing in this break area, this break time. It's very interesting,
like,
man.
Like, it's probably going to be a couple of more weeks after 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, get ready. Yeah, legit. It's serious. Well, you know, some people have been serious. Then you got people who drink that's just being silly. You know, Cardi B came out and said, like, this coronavirus is serious. It's very, very serious right now. She was like, she was just being honest and she was scared. You know, people would just turn everything into a remix, drink.
I'm telling you, Snitter's real. Snitter, get it real.
I saw a video. She was.
Guess what, Jim?
Can't stand.
Coronavirus. Guess what, Jim?
Drink hate, Cardi. Cardi didn't even make this remix.
She didn't, but that's her saying it, though.
Yeah.
What a stupid
self. Coronavirus!
Ugly self.
Coronavirus!
You stupid.
18 minutes after 6 o'clock, y'all.
Hey.
We are your coronavirus info headquarters if you got any questions.
Remember you used to ride the school bus and there was that one chicken head got on your nerve?
All right.
That car.
Take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna...
Friendship Baptist Church, Winston-Salem, offering free childcare for school-age children from 7 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Anybody that needs a safe environment to go to, needs some assistance because you still have to work. Friendship Baptist Church is assisting in that regard. I know Triad Basketball Academy in Greensboro, they're offering to take kids there. I think you have to bring your own lunch. It's $20 per child. That's in 803 Wall Street in Greensboro if you need somewhere to take your kids this morning. With the 3 Live crew, B-Dot, Drankins, Roxy is not here today, so you just get Loin Gang. Any females out there that have any questions, that need a male perspective, hit us up, man. We got answers for you. What's on your mind, Mama?
So I'm listening to your station, and I just heard you say about all the places that are staying open because of the coronavirus. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but baristas at Starbucks are actually being forced to stay open right now.
Who's being forced to stay open?
Starbucks.
Why?
So that we can be, quote, pillars of the community while we're all being exposed to travelers, people moving from here and there. I've met people in the past couple of days from different states. I'm like, y'all exposing us. The people who are making your coffee in the morning, giving you food, y'all are exposing us to coronavirus, and we're not allowed to close.
Let me ask you this. How do you feel about just takeout only? Nobody comes in your store, or they just come by the drive-through, grab their coffee, and go?
The way I see it, nobody needs to be making anybody else's food right now.
Boom. Boom.
And when they come up and they come up with their money or they come up with their debit card or whatever, when that transaction right there, there's no telling what's on there. They could have it. They could transmit it through there, too.
Yeah. And while Starbucks is taking great measures to keep everyone safe, washing their hands every 30 minutes, removing all of the furniture so that nobody can linger, grab and go coffees, only the drive-thru stores are open. Their cafes are closed. But for a store that's only a cafe, it's like a grab-and-go situation.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I went and got the things to make my own tea at the house. You know, I like y'all venti medicine ball. You know, but I make it at the house now because of that Rona.
Well, that's fair. I mean, I don't want nobody making my food right now.
That's right. Because I'll tell you right now.
I'm not sick, and I know that I'm washing my hands. But you can't trust everybody with your food at the moment.
You know what's crazy? I'm sitting here right now with a Starbucks chocolate chip cookie that I'm eating for breakfast.
So did you get that this morning?
I got it yesterday. Okay. But I appreciate y'all for being pillars in the community against y'all's will. I appreciate y'all.
No problem. Y'all have a good day.
You too,
Mom. Hey, bro.
Huh?
Because I'm telling you, I'm hooked on that double Big Mac.
I got one of them the other day, bro.
One?
Yesterday, I got one.
I got two back the same day. Like I went Friday, boom. Saturday, boom.
Bro, I couldn't even eat the whole one.
Look here. First day, I got one right here off this exit 68.
Man, go ahead.
By the time I got to the mall, gone. Saturday, got another one on MLK. By the time I get to the mall exit, gone.
Three Life Crew, Drake and Rock and Beehive.
There's no better way to start the day than a firm handshake with us.
Get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
6:34, and the Lord done dropped a bowl of chili outside. Just a little bowl of chili. 44 and cloudy. Huh? High 55. Little bowl, small bowl of chili.
Small bowl. No accidents to report this morning. Should be a lot more light on the roads this morning. Mm-hmm. We got schools closings. Mm-hmm. Businesses are shutting down. So just understand you should have a little bit more freedom out there on the roads this morning if you do have to get to a destination. Just had a young lady said she's on her way to Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Starbucks is making them work. You see, we up here doing our job. Some of us are just pillars of the community, bro.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
Some of y'all just done called in and was like, I ain't got no sitter, so.
And that's real.
That's real.
Oh, hell no.
It's 6:38, 22 minutes away from 7 a.m., and I've got a Corona quiz coming up for Drankins in about 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Right now, Drankins and I are on the same team because women have questions. And on Mondays, we've dedicated one day out of the week. 20% of our show of the week is dedicated to helping women out.
Okay. Just doing our part.
Just doing our part. And it's this lady. Clearly, she must be new to listening to the 3 Live Crew because I feel like we've tackled this subject before. I would also like to let you know you can send us DMs or you can call up if you're listening now, 336-680-1021, and you would like to ask a question. We've got you. But this lady wants to know if her ex boo is gonna tell her now boyfriend that they used to bump uglies, drink. She said she goes over to a boo's crib, and when she gets over there, her boo said that he has some friends coming in from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
When a couple of his homies come through, one of the guys that is his homie, she used to bump uglies with in college. She said their interaction wasn't real awkward, like they recognized each other, they sort of spoke. But they kept it moving, stayed on opposite ends of the room throughout the night or whatever, et cetera, et cetera. But she wants to know, is it a big deal? Should she tell her dude that they used to get down in college? Or should she let it go because she's fearful that he might say something to her boyfriend? What say you, Drank?
I don't think the homie going to say nothing to him.
You don't think so?
Yeah, he just came. It was back in college. How old are they now?
I don't know. I didn't get that. I would like to think college maybe been about 5-6 years ago, somewhere in there.
Yeah. And how long they been together?
They've been together a year.
A year.
They've been together a year, her and her new guy.
No, it don't matter.
It don't matter. She should not tell her boyfriend.
I mean, I don't think, like, at this point, a year in, I think he probably love her and whatnot, so it ain't going to.
It ain't gonna change nothing.
It ain't gonna change nothing.
Do you think
nothing?
That would change it? If she came and was like, listen, your homie that was over here the other day, me and him used to get down in college. You don't think that'll change it at all?
Mm-mm.
No?
Like you mean get down like they did it? Or what she means just be like they used to be a thing?
I should have got a little bit more details, I'm saying. Because all I know is she
some
said.
Some people can't do that.
Can't do what?
Some people can't just do that. Like they be like, y'all used to be like, you know, they can't do that. But it's been a year. But it's been a year. So, I mean. I don't think it should matter. Should it matter?
What say you, Mom?
Yes. Good morning, y'all.
What's up with you?
She want to know, right?
I think you should tell your, well, not necessarily your side, but just tell that you guys cross paths depending on the person. Now, if you know that person is messy and is the type of person to tell your woman or your man, oh, yeah, we done had this going on or such and such and this, that, and the third, then, yeah, tell them, hey, I used to talk to this lady or this dude. Bam, that's what it was. But if it's just literally in passing and, you know, they're not a messy type person or whatever, then it's not important. It doesn't matter.
So that's taking a lot of trust. That's really trusting the dude, like saying that I don't think he'll go back and say nothing, so I'm not going to say nothing.
And really, really, she ain't really got to say nothing, because even if dude come back and say something, she could be like, I mean, that was just
play
time.
Enough. Yeah.
I didn't even think that even mattered.
Yeah, good point.
Like, we in love. I didn't think that really mattered.
That's a good play.
Truth be told.
It is time for Corona Quiz. 6:45, y'all. 15 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. We all know at this point that schools are closed for 2 weeks, and we're just assuming that it's going to be longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
I told you earlier, man, restaurants are closing, gyms are closing. I talked to my trainer yesterday. He said he's going to live in the gym if that's the case. Never going to come out of there. Just going to stay there by himself.
Well, he has a problem.
He does have a problem.
Too much of anything makes you an addict.
Drank, you have one question inside the Corona Quiz.
Mm-hmm.
It is a true or false question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Let's go with it.
Symptoms for the coronavirus are runny nose and upset stomach.
False.
That is 100% correct, Drankins. Those are not the symptoms for the coronavirus. Do you know what the symptoms are, Drankins?
Diarrhea is one.
No, not diarrhea.
No.
The fever and a dry cough. Those are the symptoms. That's what you're looking for, man. That dry cough and a fever. If you got a runny nose, that ain't it. You sneezing a lot, that ain't it. People sneezing and you, oh God, you got the coronavirus. No, that is not how it works. Dry coughing and a fever, if you have those symptoms, you need to call your doctor immediately, man. Don't go to the hospital. They don't want you going to the hospital, because think about it. You go to the hospital, other people that don't have it, you can give it to them. Now we got a pandemic or epidemic in the hospital. So the best bet for you to do is to call your doctor, God willing, you have one. I remember for the longest, I did not have one. I was a prime care all the time. Mm-hmm. But call your doctor and go get checked out that way. Told you earlier, they're saying that it doubles every 3 days. Doubles every 3 days. So if you do simple math on that, in a month's time, we can have 3 million people infected if we are not practicing social distancing, man. I'm still seeing people at the clubs like it's nothing. I'm still seeing people out frolicking at day parties like it's nothing. And we should really be more serious about this, man, because, again, you could possibly beat the coronavirus. You listening to me right now, you are probably healthy enough with a strong enough immune system to knock out the coronavirus. But the issue is, when you take it and you give it to grandma, you live it at home with your grandma, you give it to her. You give it to another older person whose immune system, a smoker or someone who has a weaker immune system, and they contract the virus, and then boom, now we have a problem. 3 million people infected in a month at this rate. The hospitals couldn't handle that. Think about what the hospital would look like if 3 million people were automatically infected within a month. We don't have enough. We don't have enough hospital beds for that. Then we have to start building tents. And then how many nurses' aides do we have?
They just
got to
stay in their own house.
Bro.
In your own room, quarantine.
12 minutes, y'all. It'll be 7 o'clock.
Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turn to the city, I broke out the...
7:05, be here for your Ratchet Report. Right now it's 6:54, 6 minutes away from 7 a.m. And yeah, 3 live crews on your radio, but when there's no Roxy, you get a whole different kind of party, baby. Loin gang.
Ah.
Straight like that. You can check us out, man. If you miss any part of the 6 o'clock hour, we will put up the 3 live rewind, and it will be up by 11 o'clock this morning on all streaming platforms.
You ain't got nothing else to do.
Wait, yeah, that's a good point.
Here for you.
Yeah, we are. And here's some baby for you.
102 Jams.
On that baby, man.
I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot. Oh, you asking?
It's just 2 minutes after 7. And you know schools are
canceled. I woke up a couple mil on my
Osama bin Laden.
It's here with a ratchet report.
And your attitude is bad when you go to the store and they don't have that item you want. Mm. Like, everybody's panicking. Like, people going to the store, they clearing out, they buying all the bread.
Yeah.
They buying, I'm talking about, they buying up everything.
Yeah.
And this morning right here, this guy, he got there, and they were out. And who did he look to blame? The media outside covering it.
Coming and going. Okay, now there's somebody who's being number. We'll talk to you guys a little bit later.
It's your fault that people are freaking out here. You all are the ones that are at fault. This is
you're
no
the
worse
one here
than
at
the flu.
6 o'clock in the morning.
I'm reacting to other
people.
Well, you don't have to react.
If I'm reacting.
Well, no. Call your
your boss. No. Your editors.
Thank you.
Call the scum of the earth.
Bye.
And I don't even blame the Chinese. I don't blame them at all. They did everything right. It's you all that are hyping things up. Goodbye. Bye. Have a good morning.
My boy upset.
That's who he blamed.
The media.
The media.
For the hype.
For the hype.
Not for informing us.
Mm-mm.
No. Y'all
Mm-mm.
ain't informing us. Y'all making a mass hysteria. That's what y'all are doing.
My man was in the cameraman. He had to jump in. He said, what do you mean? It's 6 in the morning and you're the one here.
Yeah.
He said, well, I'm reacting.
Yeah.
I'm reacting to you guys.
My boy wanted them Pop-Tarts.
That boy wanted, he wanted some toilet paper.
Yeah.
He wanted, and they didn't have nothing. He already got up early to go get it. It wasn't there, so now he got to go back home.
Hey, you think it's a game until you actually go into the grocery store and see how butt naked them shelves are. I'm talking about the pasta was gone.
It was?
Yeah, bro. The bread, all the Hawaiian sweet rolls was gone. I said, God dang, I got here too late. Just take our time. When the kids heard the school was
canceled,
they were so excited. Oh, man, it was so much happiness. 2 weeks, no school. Just a jubilee in the living room. I was still in the room. Me and the wife were still in there laying down. Still after a night of celebrating holidays Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And the kids just in there just screaming, yeah, woo, yeah. And then when I broke it down to them, like, hey, all the stuff that y'all got in y'all's minds that y'all going to be able to do, you're not going to be able to do any of that. Like, movies are shut down.
Yeah.
Gyms are shutting down. Like, you're just going to have to be in the house on your PS4, on your tablets. And I just saw the fun just leave their eyeballs.
Yeah. I'm going to make mine watch Shaka Zulu.
I'm going to make them watch Shaka Zulu?
It's on Netflix. That is the children need to watch that.
All right. Okay. If that's what you want to do, Drake.
No, that was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
Good series.
A lot of people, of course, are binge watching. We got TV Tuesday tomorrow. Y'all definitely can call up and let us know what you're binge watching during the coronavirus survival mode while you're over there at the cribs. A lot of people doing all types of stuff. I saw, we just put it on the 3 Live Crew Instagram page, _3 Live Crew. Spell your name workout, Drink. Now, this is something you can do in the confines of your own home.
Mm-hmm.
For each letter, they have something that you can do as far as workouts are concerned. Let's spell drink. Drink. D.
D.
1 minute plank. A 1 minute plank followed by R. 30 second side planks.
Okay.
Go from there to A. 10 jump squats.
Okay.
Then go to N. 30 crunches.
Okay.
Finish it with K. 12 star jumps.
Okay.
I don't know what a star jump is.
Star jumps.
Tell my boy about to demonstrate for me. He takes his headphones off. He pushes the chair out of the way. He stands up, and he goes in a squat position. Oh, and does like a jumping jack all the way up in the air. Hands touch at the top, legs all the way out, like a starfish type joint.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're interested in what your workout would be, you definitely can hit us up. We'll give you a workout for you when you survive the coronavirus, or you can just go to 3 Live Crews Instagram and see it for yourself.
It was 5 letters in drink.
Yeah.
So that means I do 5 sets.
See how
I made that workout?
5 sets.
Then you do 5 sets because look. All right.
That. See? All right. Hey, we still going to get it in, baby. We're going to survive this. Oh, no, not I.
No, don't come out the quarantine.
I will survive.
25 pounds heavier because we done gave you a workout now.
Put it out the coop at the lot. Told him 12 SWAT. Work.
102 Jams, your coronavirus info headquarters. 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. And the NFL has a brand new collective bargaining agreement, Drake. Three big deals. Three big things that I think you'll be interested in. One, no more 8-8. No more finals season 8-8 because the NFL will now be going to a 17-game format.
Okay.
17 games a season. They added a new game. This will start around 2021 season. May not go into effect until the 2022 season.
Okay.
Second thing I think you may care about. No more suspensions for marijuana.
Yeah.
Nah. You pee dirty, you pee a weed test, you fail a weed test, does not matter. No more suspensions.
Good.
As per the new collective bargaining agreement in the NFL. And I know that Josh Gordon and Ricky Williams are super livid. Like, hey, we were just before our time.
We were just before our time.
The third thing that I think you may care about, Drankins, is two extra teams will now get to go to the playoffs. One from the AFC, one from the NFC. Yep.
Now seven teams from each.
It'll be a total of six playoff games in that first weekend of the postseason.
First place gets a bye.
As opposed to four. Yeah, now only one team per conference gets a bye versus two teams get a bye.
Which that's how it should be. If you're number one, you'd get a bye.
You're number
Everybody
one,
you else should play.
Yeah, absolutely. Some changes in the NFL, man. I thought that was super dope. We are still getting a few sports. I know that the sports media, though, they are just struggling right now with all sports being pretty much postponed or canceled, or it's just a bad time if you're sports radio. Been watching ESPN.
You gotta
struggling.
Get creative.
Hey, they even said they about to just play the Jordan joint early.
Play the Jordan joint.
Remember that 10-part documentary they was gonna drop for us in June?
Drop it.
Yeah, they said they're gonna bring that on up.
Yeah, let's go down. Yeah, let's go. You gotta put out everything.
Pull out all the stops.
All the stops, man.
Yeah.
I know y'all got stuff stored up. I got what I overseas.
102 Jams, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. Three Live Crew on your radio, and I figured out a way to put together a 60-second praise break and a quarantine playlist song on the same song.
Yeah?
Absolutely. It's one of my favorites right here. If you need a 60-second praise break and you're just sick of being stuck in the house, just be optimistic. That...
Three Live Crew, Drake and Jackson,
21 minutes after 7 o'clock, Three Live on your radio. No Roxy today, so you just get straight Loin Gang Radio, just helping you survive the coronavirus pandemic. Whether you're in the house, headed to work, trying to figure out something for those kids to do. Told you about situations going on in Winston-Salem and Greensboro. If you know of any other options for folks to drop off kids or get some breakfast or lunches or things of that nature, you're more than willing welcome to hit us up. 336-680-1021.
Glad you said that, because it's time for people to work together, too.
It is, bro.
Like, if you work first shift, somebody else works second shift, and y'all related, and y'all cool, and y'all both got kids, you ought to take their kids, you know, while they on first shift.
Agreed.
And then when they get off first shift, you know, they take yours on second shift, and we all working together.
It take a village.
It takes, boy.
Did you see your boy Joe Biden throw out the big Joker drink? trying to get your nomination to represent the Democratic Party in this next election.
No, I didn't. What he done?
Oh man, check out your boy Joe Biden.
It's long overdue. Secondly, if I'm elected president, my cabinet, my administration will look like the country. And I commit that I will, in fact, pick a woman to be vice president. There are a number of women who are qualified to be president tomorrow. I would pick a woman to be my vice president.
Big joke on y'all.
Didn't he?
Hey, my boy, Drake. My boy pulling out the big joker, Drake.
Didn't he? Yeah, he did.
He did, right?
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, top that. Top that.
Trump, you really got to give us money now, Trump. Trump, you really got to give us money now. Like, you got to give us money. Like, you got to just do away with debt.
Wow. Joe Biden versus Bernie, man. We still trying to see who's going to represent. 23 minutes after Bernie 7. Yo, yeah, Bernie. We still Bernie and Joe.
We don't get no. We don't get no. I didn't pop. Get right. Yeah, stack the money tall.
You know we kick it off for the Mix Squad, baby. Three Live Crew and DJ Lil Vegas at 9 a.m. this morning. Up next, women, hit us up. If you have questions, we've got answers. On Mondays, we call it Mansers.
When you shop at Publix, you get every little thing just the way.
18 to play. Approximate overall odds of winning are 1 in 4.21. Problem gambling helpline, 877-718-5543.
733 out there. It's a little nippy out there. Cloudy and 44. That's a little nippy.
Mm-hmm.
A little nippy for your nips. Out there.
Pushing it. Pushing it.
55 will be the high. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even 55 could be a little nippy.
On the roads, no accidents.
For your nips.
We're looking good out there. Let's keep it that way. Big shout out to everybody trying to keep their jobs this morning.
Huh? Put my job in jeopardy?
That's your 102 traffic jam.
Hands left, turn into elbow.
It's 7:37, 23 minutes until 8 o'clock. And I am interested in knowing how, if you're listening right now, how are you adjusting to this whole situation? Are you a parent that's taking kids to different places to drop them off? Or are they just going to be at the crib watching themselves? Are you trying to figure out what you're going to do to spend the time in the house?
Hey, I'm putting restrictions in mine.
Restrictions in the house? Bro, people get cabin fever. You cannot put restrictions.
I mean, not restrictions like that. Just restrictions on just being wasteful.
What does that mean? Matter of fact, wait. Let's get into Mansers, and then I'm going to write this down. Wasteful restrictions. And we're gonna be back to this in 10 minutes.
Yeah, come on back with it.
Wasteful restrictions.
Might help somebody.
It's 7:38 right now, around 7:46-ish. You might want to be back for wasteful restrictions. Right now, I got a young lady says, listen, is my ex going to tell my current that me and my ex used to bump uglies? Says she went over to her boo's crib. They've been together for a year. When she gets there, he says, listen, I got some of my homies coming over. When the homies come over, one of the homies is a dude who she used to bump uglies with back in college. They greeted each other. He introduced them. I think that's where the problem is when there was the introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably a, hi, this is Womp the Womp the Womp, and they act like they didn't know each other. But they know each other.
But that wasn't the time to come out.
That definitely was not the time to say nothing right then. Mm-mm. So she's asking, should she say something to her boyfriend, even though she's gone through this facade of not knowing dude and Womp the Womp, and they did bump ugly some years ago in college, about 5 or 6 years ago. Her and her dude been together a year. Me and Drank say, nah, just keep it kosher. Just keep it moving. Yeah. Buddy ain't going to say nothing. Just keep it moving. Keep y'all straight. If he acted like he didn't know you the same way you act like you didn't know him, he probably ain't going to do
y'all
nothing.
Good.
Let's keep it moving. What say you, though, bro?
She should tell him. Because, I mean, as a man, you know, you don't want to be walking around and looking stupid and being, knowing your dude smashed your girl. You don't want him looking stupid. She should tell him.
So she should know that he'll be looking silly as hell walking around knowing that his homeboy done smashed his lady, and she shouldn't want him to look that stupid.
Because that's how I would feel. Like,
okay, so.
Like,
so,
the longer you not tell me, the matter I'm going to be. Like, I'm looking dumb. Y'all smelling whatever y'all doing with each other. I don't know what y'all.
So let me ask you this.
Like, why haven't I been new about this?
Let me ask you this. So your lady come and tell you that, what, and y'all been together for a year. What, you ended?
Nah, it's just, nah, I wouldn't even hit it. Okay. I would probably appreciate him more for letting me know.
Okay, but you still, but do you still walk around looking feeling stupid?
No, but I wouldn't bring him around my lady as much.
That's fair. Appreciate you, bro.
No problem.
Yes, sir.
He disagrees with us. He says, nah, man, you got to tell me, man, because I'm going to be looking stupid if I'm walking around here. And y'all know that y'all done something, and I don't know. Ignorance is bliss, though. Why should you want to know that? It just might bring more headache for you to know that.
Yeah.
What say you? Got a young lady on hold. What'd you say, Mama?
I think she should definitely tell the boyfriend because guys are very territorial, and you don't know how the guy will flip the story around.
That's a good point.
He could make her be a thought. He could wonder why, you know, what really happened between them two, why it was a secret, and then not trust her anymore.
Yeah.
Not only that, every time he comes around, he could feel like, you know, like they had something together, you know? So
that's fair.
Are they really not messing around with each other or not? Did she catch feelings when she seen him again? It's a whole lot of things that can take place in that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You don't want to mess with a man's mind.
No, that's a very good point. Why didn't she tell me to begin with? She trying to hold on to something, that kind of foolishness. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Mama.
Thank you.
No doubt.
Crazy. 368 deaths in Italy from the coronavirus, and that's just in one day, Drink. 13 minutes and it will be 8 o'clock. Yes, this is a deadly virus. Yes, you listening to me right now may have an immune system strong enough to combat said virus and it never be an issue. So you may be saying, so why is they got to shut down all this stuff? This is excessive. Shutting down the gyms and the clubs and the restaurants and all this. This is excessive. But you're totally not thinking about that although you may be able to combat it, you could give it to someone who's less fortunate. So let's just have a little bit of empathy for mankind as a whole right now and just deal with this pandemic the best way we can, which is taking a break for a second.
That's right.
Social distancing.
Restrictions.
Drankin says he's going to have some wasteful restrictions in his house since the kids and everybody got to be in the house. Now, what is the definition of wasteful restrictions?
Where you want to start? Hygiene or snacks?
Hygiene.
Hygiene? Hygiene. You're in the house. You know, we ain't done nothing all day.
Yeah.
Huh? Ain't no two showers popping off.
Ain't no two showers. I can only bathe once.
I mean, when you get up in the morning, either you bathe then, or when you at night before you go to bed. If you bathe at night before you go to bed, you wake up, wash up. Wash up.
Now, why are you being so restricting on the bathing? Why is that an issue?
They
for
about
you?
To roll up my water and stuff.
Ain't
while
gonna
this
run up your water.
You're not gonna roll up my water and stuff while this is going on.
All right.
Huh? If you're not in that room, light is off.
Light is off.
Light is off. Light is off. Look here. You ain't done nothing all day. Guess what? That outfit better stay on your body all day. Whatever you put on, when you get up in the morning, whatever you put on, that better stay on all day.
All day.
Huh?
Don't be going trying to wash a bunch of loads.
No.
Don't even really need to change clothes. Just change your underwear.
That's it.
Throw your pajamas
for
back
real,
on.
For real, you can double up on the outfit.
Ain't going nowhere.
Ain't going nowhere.
Ain't nobody going to see
so
you.
So ain't no need even go in that closet.
Yeah.
Don't even pull out no good stuff.
Just throw some shorts on.
Yeah, something.
That's it. Some slides.
Lounge wear.
Yeah.
Snacks and food.
Yeah.
Food items are for specified times.
What do you mean?
Breakfast foods.
Come
off of
on
breakfast
now.
Times.
I can't grab me no bowl of cereal at 2 in the afternoon.
No. That's sandwich time. That's make a sandwich time. That is make a sandwich time.
What if I don't wake up until
that's
noon?
That's hot pocket time. What you mean? No, you missed cereal time.
I miss cereal.
You miss cereal. You miss that.
So I gotta wait till tomorrow to get cereal.
Yes,
time.
You do. From the hours of 6 a.m. to about 11 a.m. cereal time. Breakfast foods time. After that 11, you sandwich making.
Hey.
You're not wasting a bunch. You're not eating up and just.
Najee, you can come to Uncle Dot's house, Najee.
I'm gonna send Najee over to DJ home too. You want him to come? Hey,
come on, nephew.
Oh,
I got
grown college student.
In 7 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock. 3 Live is on your radio, baby. No Roxy today, so you just get this good loin, gang. And every day we lit.
Think it's a game.
I came up from nothing.
You can't tell me. Yeah.
One of his biggest hits tonight on NBC.
Here for you.
Absolutely, man. Your coronavirus info headquarters. What you need to know.
102 Jams.
If you need something to do while you're quarantining, the 3 Live Crew Twitter page and Instagram has your workout list you can do. Just spell out your name for each letter, has a different workout for you. I did see some very interesting things. Drankins, right now could be the time for you to shine, good brother.
What's up?
4 minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 Live on your radio. Everybody is being pretty much restricted to their cribs unless you have to go to work. Restaurants are shutting down on the takeout only for a lot of spots. The gyms are shutting down. But you know what's up, Drank?
What's up?
Girls' webcams. Might need to get you an OnlyFans, bro.
I'm about to get one.
Now could be the time for you to get an OnlyFans, bro. It's like a bunch of people just at the house with nothing to do. They said that the porn and the OnlyFans sites is going up crazy right now, bro. Yeah. It could be your time to shine, right?
It is. I'm about to get mine going.
Now, you said people ain't been paying for it for years. Now is the time for you to get out there and get some dollars for it, boy.
Yeah.
Huh? How you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm about to get one. I'm making one right now.
And the police department in Oregon has asked people to please stop calling 911 when you run out of toilet paper because that does not qualify as life or death. Just wanted to let y'all know that as well. And there's a quarantiner. Oh, no, I'm sorry, a quarantini. A cocktail drink that they've made, Drankins. It's made with powdered vitamin C. And emergency came out and said, please do not mix this with alcohol. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, just wanted to put that out there for the
public.
Yeah. The bidets are through the roof. People buying the bidets, the little toilet butt cleaners, because the toilet tissue is out. So now a lot of folks are getting the bidets.
Mm-hmm. I got a bidet.
Do you?
Yeah, I got a washcloth and sink. Or a shower. Got a bidet. I got my bidet.
That's not a bidet.
I got a bidet.
We talked about wasteful restrictions last hour, towards the end of last hour. Somebody sent me a text message that says, no orange juice unless it's breakfast time. Is that on your wasteful restrictions?
Yes, that is. Breakfast items during breakfast times. Dot. Orange juice is a breakfast item.
Yeah, that was Dave. Dave said that.
Don't do it.
6 minutes after 8, y'all. 3 Live on your radio. Good morning. Eleven minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 Live on your radio. Good morning.
What's up? I can't believe you answered the phone.
Of course. What's up?
So I wanted to talk about the toilet paper shortage.
Okay.
I went in the store to get some wet wipes, and it's like now that there's not any toilet paper, they're buying up all the baby wet wipes.
Dang.
And it's like parents with children, what are they supposed to do without wet wipes? Y'all buying all the wet wipes. Y'all have no children. But you're not being considerate to the next person buying up all the cases of wet wipes.
See, that's the thing about this
whole... You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree with you 100%, man. I just saw a video of like an elderly woman. She might have been in her 80s getting into a fist fight with a lady that looked like she might have been in her 30s or 40s.
Oh, my God.
Over a roll of... a six count of Scotts. And the reason was because the younger lady had a buggy full... And the older lady had none. And that's what this whole pandemic is about, man, compassion. Like, again, like we've been saying all morning, you may be have a strong enough immune system to combat the coronavirus, but
right.
Our elderly brothers and sisters may not. So you could pass that to them unbeknownst to you, and then they're in a much more fatal situation than you. So you have to take that into account all the way around, man. Like, that's what this time should be teaching everybody, man.
All right.
Be mindful.
I wish people would just realize to put the elderly and the children first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that 100%, man. Just put your brother and your sister first, like your neighbor. Put your neighbor first in this time. I agree.
Completely. Thank you for taking my call this morning. I just wanted to chime in on that.
Hey, no doubt. Thank you, baby.
You have a great day.
You do the same. 13 minutes after 8, man. Let's be considerate. In this time. Immediately to confiscate the money.
Osama bin.
18 minutes after 8 o'clock, y'all. DJ Lil Vegas will be here at 9 o'clock with a mix for you in your breakfast time.
Yep, all you hoarders out there, it's backfiring on you now. Yeah, because a lot of you have been doing it. On March 1st, the day after the first coronavirus death in the United States, Matt and Noah Colvin, okay, they went out and they started buying up all the hand sanitizers. Yeah. They were driving around Chattanooga, Tennessee. They hit the Dollar Tree, the Walmart, Staples, and all that, you know. Yeah. And then the next few days, they started making money off of the hand sanitizer and whatnot.
Hustling them.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
But they took over a 1,300-mile road trip across Tennessee and Kentucky, filling up a U-Haul dot. Huh? The items were being sold on Amazon and all that between $8 and $70 each. But what did Amazon do? Ha-ha. Amazon came back, pulled all the items off the website. All of y'all that's doing that hoarding and selling on Amazon can't do it no more.
Yeah.
Can't. They suspended it and told people if they kept doing it, they was going to take your Amazon account.
Let's do it, Amazon.
Now, what did that leave Matt and Noah with? 17,700 bottles of hand sanitizer and nowhere to sell them.
Yeah, that's what you get.
You ought to see him sitting here looking stupid in his garage and all this stuff sitting up in there.
Yeah, sir.
Just stupid.
Yeah, 17,000 bottles of it.
And I just want to say it to the people, like, the people out there that just have a whole closet full of toilet paper right now. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
With all that toilet
paper? Yes. What are you going to do with all of that?
I mean, I know what you're going to do with it. Eventually.
But you sitting here looking like a couponer. You got all these stacks and stacks and stacks of toilet paper. What are you going to do?
And then when you have all that toilet paper and you're sitting there looking at your money you got and you need money to go do something else right now.
And all your bread tied in the toilet tissue stock.
Yeah, stock. Toilet paper stock.
Now, you know what, Drink? What was an alarming number? You said the first coronavirus...
Death
was March 1st?
Mm-hmm.
And here today, 2 weeks later, we're up to 69 deaths. This is in the United States.
Yeah.
69. Just letting you know, man, people are dying from this. This is serious. Again, yes, you can combat it probably. But what about our elderly brothers and sisters or lower immune system havers? Let's be mindful in this time, man. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, it's 102. Grateful I had all the patience. I know. That dry cough and that fever, those are the symptoms of the coronavirus. Not runny noses, not sneezing, not vomiting. Brand new cry cough, dry cough, and fever. That's it.
Cry cough.
Cry cough is 24 minutes after 8, man.
I can put the ball in the end zone, put a bad bitch in the friend zone.
Hey, when you're at home, say, Siri, play 102 Jams and watch what happens.
Are you ready to switch mobile providers?
Drive safer with O'Reilly.
Good morning.
8:30 out there. 8:30. And we're a little chilly this morning. It's not like you outside in it. 44, cloudy. Going to get to a high of 55. Hey, this week, that weather going to get up to 60s and 70s. Even at the end of the week, going to get up to 80.
Shut up.
You're going to be in the house, though.
Dang, man.
I'm going to be in the house.
Man, you at first you'd be so excited when you tell you ain't got to go to work or ain't got to go to school. My little girl was so excited then she realized that her birthday falls in that 2 weeks she's going to be home and she's not going to be able to go to school and get a bunch of fanfare for her birthday, for her 8th birthday. Yeah. She got super sad.
Yeah, today DJ birthday.
Dang, for real?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, nephew.
Hey, he's asleep. He's a college student. He's asleep right now. He's asleep now. You hear me? I'm his daddy. I ain't even say it. What? Well, he
might
sleep.
He might listen to the 3 Live Rewind later in here. Go ahead and shout him out, man.
Hey, boy.
Huh?
Happy birthday, boy. Huh? Look at my seed.
Look at him.
Huh?
You're fresh, walking sperms.
Fresh 19.
Huh?
Huh?
Look at that.
School ain't over, though, boy.
Yeah, it is. Pretty much a wrap for it.
It's sleep.
In Greensboro, there's an accident on Friendly Avenue east of North Spring Street at Edgeworth Street. That enunciation. God, I'm a professional up here. That is your 102 traffic jams.
What you saying? I ain't? Because I say screet. You saying I ain't no professional because I say screet? Huh?
You just don't enunciate as well.
Screet.
No NBA, so more 2K.
If you missed Mansers from earlier this morning, you can definitely check out the 3 Live Rewind. It will be up at 11 a.m. This is a man's world. This is what me and Drankins are here for.
Yeah, man.
This is almost the reason why God put life in our lungs.
I was going to say, it's something else when you realize you're calling. Help those in need.
To help them, bro.
Mm-hmm.
To be a vessel of information for women.
Yeah.
That's what we do here. On Mondays, 36 minutes past the hour, women need questions. We give the man answers that we call mansers. What's on your mind, sweetheart?
Oh, good morning. So I just want a little advice.
Okay.
My son's birthday is the 28th, and I already planned the trip for us to go to the beach. Do you think I should cancel it? I haven't been watching the news because it's so depressing. It's too much.
Yeah, you need to go ahead and cancel that.
Okay.
Yeah, everything gonna be shut down to about April for sure, for sure. Then after that, we'll start getting some more instructions. But I mean, like, hey, Governor Roy Cooper has shut down any events that amass more than 100 people, and some places are saying 50 people.
Hey, I'm telling you now, my son's birthday today, and my wife's is on the 28th. They might as well go ahead and shut it down. Ain't nobody, like, he told me he wanted to go to Kabuto's tonight and eat. I say, we going to be at Kabuto home.
Damn.
What's up?
Can't go to Kabuto's?
Can I give my baby a birthday shout out?
What, 2 weeks early? You going to do it 2 weeks early right now?
What's the point of 2 weeks early? I don't really, 2 weeks early. Come on.
You just said his birthday the 28th, right?
Yes, it's 2 weeks early. Come on.
It's the 27th. Y'all trying to make me feel bad.
That's a Friday. Why don't you call on that Friday the 27th?
I might not get through, but I will. I'll call back.
Oh, my
Wait,
gosh.
Why you say we're trying to make you feel bad? How are we trying to make you feel bad, silly?
Because I celebrate my baby the whole month. That's my only child. So.
But guess what? Key word in that. Your baby. Your baby. Your baby.
You're so mean, Drake. Okay.
I'm not mean. I'm just real. See, people get confused. Get real confused with me.
Hey, how old is your baby turning, man?
How old is
he? He's going to be
12. 12 years old.
Look, we just celebrated him that whole couple of minutes right there. You ain't even realize it. See there? Look at that. Look at that.
Hey,
thank y'all.
No doubt. Call back on the 27th. But, yeah, you need to go ahead and postpone that. Just move it to April 27th or something like that. Hopefully things will be better by then.
Because it ain't about this birthday. It's about the birthdays to come.
Yeah.
We want to celebrate more birthdays.
Legit.
Right, right.
Legit. All right, baby. You be good. Even though, like, the kids seem to be immune from the coronavirus. He doesn't even have an issue with the coronavirus, but he could get it and give it to grandma, and that's where the issue is. You feel me?
Right.
No doubt. But hey, good luck, man.
Okay, thank y'all.
We're gonna move all parties to April, though.
Got you.
No doubt. I'm telling you, man, we are your coronavirus info headquarters.
Okay. Yeah.
Thinking about my grandpa.
18 minutes and it will be 9 o'clock to the phone lines. What's on your mind?
Hey, I don't want to be on the air, but I wanted to say I appreciate you guys giving factual information, because this whole weekend when I was out at the store, all I did was hear people give other people misinformation. And I just wanted to tell them, like, if you look the stuff up yourself, you would know what you're talking about before you start transferring information to other people. Because it was one guy who was like, 60,000 people have died in North Carolina. And I'm like, wait a minute, what?
No.
Where are you getting your numbers from?
Legit.
And I told my husband, I said, Google that crap online. Like, you can see the deaths for North Carolina. You can see the deaths for the United States.
Legit.
And I'm like, people are really panicking. And I'm like, dude, instead of getting toilet paper and paper towels, get your butt some vitamins and boost your immune system.
Legit. You know what was crazy? I did see a meme that had all of the toilet tissue gone, but all of the vitamins still on the shelves, though.
I saw that, too.
And that's so real.
Yes.
Like, the immune system is how you combat any virus. So boosting your immune system with, like, the elderberries or the emergencies or any of those type things, man, that will aid in this situation, not toilet tissue.
And that's what I went and brought for my household, because I was like, kids, I need you when you get up in the morning to take your vitamin C. Drink you some orange juice.
Yeah.
You're going to eat green vegetables and stuff.
Absolutely.
Because I need your immune system to be stronger.
Now, listen.
Okay.
We got some very important content in this phone call. Can I please play this back so people can hear this?
You sure
sure can.
Okay. All right. And if anybody is interested in wanting to see those, what's your name, Mama?
Tessa.
If anybody is wanting to see the numbers that Tessa is talking about, going to Google, you can go to Worldometer. It's Worldometers. Worldometers.info, and it gives you like up to the moment stats on how many cases in the United States, how many deaths in the United States, et cetera, et cetera. So you can go and do that homework yourself versus listening to misinformation from Facebook masters.
Yep.
Appreciate you, Mama.
Y'all take care.
You too, baby.
You know how I'm coming. You know how I'm coming.
10 minutes, it'll be 9 a.m.
TV Tuesday tomorrow, Doc.
TV Tuesday.
Would you
tomorrow.
Watch this show? 629-pound woman rides to Texas on a mattress in the back of a van. Would you watch that show?
Yes.
My 600-pound life. I'm going to watch.
You are rude, man. It's 102 Jams, y'all. Good morning.
You know, so we ain't really never had no old money.
Here for you
is DJ Lil Vegas.
102 Jams.
Stop staring at my timepiece, man. 12 minutes after 9 o'clock. That is the time, though. 3 Live on your radio. Triad Coronavirus Updates right here on 102 Jams. And you can go to 102jams.com to get hooked up to the minute.
I heard a lot of people have those nice watches, don't even have the time set right on them.
Oh, don't.
Just have a nice diamond watch.
Right now.
What does your watch say?
836.
It's not 836.
It's not 836.
Why does your watch say that?
Because it's a nice gold Nixon with the black face. Look at it. It's a nice watch. Look at
that. You don't use it for time.
No.
You obviously don't use it for time.
No. I use it because the gold band around the watch matches the gold band, my wedding ring. See?
See
that, right? Yeah, see?
You bought that stuff.
I had to use my phone for the time, just like everybody else. Damn right, Vag. Vag got a hoodie on that says, salute the DJs. Drank has brought in my favorite meal that he makes for breakfast and did not think to share at all. Definitely brought in the salmon patties. So me, I'm over here on my Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
I only had one salmon patty. And you like them fools that be asking for one of your Reese's cups. No, it's only one patty. I'm not about to bust that patty in half.
Shouldn't bring it in here. You know how I feel about the patty. You know how
so
I feel
about
the patty.
So what about me eating breakfast?
You should just save it for lunch. Patty ain't a breakfast. No way. You just gave
salmon
us.
Patty is.
No.
Salmon patties, eggs, and grits are breakfast food.
And wasteful restrictions. Drankton just told us you can only eat the food that's further for the meal. You can only have cereal for breakfast. Tell him salmon patties is not breakfast
food. Let me give you one important rule about restrictions during the quarantine. He who buys the food has no restrictions.
One oh two jams, 3 Live crew, man, and yes, we are on live on the 3 Live crew Instagram page. Right now, Drankers is eating some grapes.
Grapes are gone. Salmon patty gone.
My boy's struggling at this point.
I got a granola bar back there. I think I'm on.
Carolina Keno has a new multiplier option that gives you the chance to
health.org/care from the start. Remarkable care starts here.
931, and at this point, I'm addicted to Double Big Macs.
It's ridiculous.
And I'm not afraid to say it.
You should be afraid to say
You're
it.
You're not.
Bro, you had them back-to-back days and chased one with a four-piece nugget and done nothing in the gym. You've done nothing
in the
gym.
But that's the only thing I ate, though.
That's the only thing you needed to eat. That was it.
You tripping.
Oh,
my caloric count was still under, like, 2,000. 45 out there cloudy right now.
Hmm? Whatever you got to tell yourself.
Gonna get to that's what I do.
Whatever you got to tell yourself.
54 will be the high. Hmm? And I'm fighting the Double Big Mac crave right now. Fighting it. Oh, fight.
It's an accident in Greensboro on Friendly Avenue east of North Spring Street. Working on my enunciation this morning. At Edgeworth Street. So please be advised. That is your 102 traffic jams.
Now, you did not have to do advised. Like that.
You hear that enunciation, Nancy? You heard me. Nancy was impressed. Aha! Uh-huh. Thank you,
Nancy. Don't I'm here do for it. The people. Don't do that, Nancy. Don't.
Oh, hell no. 102.
102 Jams. 3 Live crew rocking with you. No Roxy today, so you get Loin Gang, B-Dot, and Drankins. At this point right now, Drankins is wiping his hands off. We got all types of Clorox wipes in here. Just getting it in, trying to stay as clean as possible these days.
Yeah, I left out and went to the bathroom and touched the door handle, so I came back and had to sanitize my hands.
Understood.
I don't know who touched that.
Hey, my boy been on it, man. Listen, we've been talking about how the coronavirus has been affecting everybody all morning long. Told you about a fight that I saw in the grocery store between an older lady and a younger lady over a roll of a six-count of Scott toilet tissue. She punched that woman in the face for that tissue, too. Then got a lady called up, said she's trying to go. She got kids. She trying to get wipes, and all the wipes are gone because all the toilet tissue is gone. Somebody right here on the IG Live just told me they was down to their last roll of toilet tissue.
Now, I don't think you should be down to your last.
Didn't prepare.
Didn't prepare. Now, you, down to your last roll, you didn't prepare.
Didn't prepare.
But see, you're on the other side of the spectrum. You who didn't prepare and you who are hoarding.
Yeah, when you're going out here and you're buying your things, don't be a hoarder, man. Just try to be considerate of your brothers and your sisters out here who will need some of the same items. Hey. What, bro? Say it. I got a dude on the phone who wanted to comment on this. What you got?
Just people be so backwards.
What, bro?
People don't even own a home, but you hoarding.
What?
Don't eat. Oh, go ahead. Go to what you say.
What you got to say, sir?
Yeah, man. I just want to make a comment about y'all were talking about being mindful.
Yeah.
For different people in this. People got to understand, man, in life, man, you got to go get it. You can't play with it. If you're going to play with it, then that's your responsibility. It's your family catch. Can't play with it. You got to take this as an emergency, man.
Can't play with what?
People buying all the big wipes and all the wipes, and you can't get mad if they beat you to it.
You can't get mad if they beat you to it.
You can't be mad if they get it.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Like, yes, say if you don't have any kids at all, but you have like five cases of wipes, and it's a lady out there with children and she need baby wipes. Like, you don't see that as a problem?
Well, I don't see it as a problem because I have three kids and I know when it's time to hit, I got to go. Now, if they lock this whole thing down, people can't go to the stores. Your neighbor gonna rob you. Because you're the next door neighbor to get the stuff. So guess what? Load up. Be prepared.
But there's enough for everybody, though. So, like, you hoarding, that's just being super selfish
that's
causing
messing
more
up.
Of
yeah.
a problem
there
that makes the person want to come and rob you because you have. I saw a video where a dude had 18,000 hand sanitizers.
I understand that.
You feel me? Like,
at the same time, that's just like this. I got three kids. I didn't apply for food stamps for 4 years. I can't get it. So I got to get him with my muscle. Now, what about the people that do got it? Same scenario.
Hey, I appreciate your call. The phone line's crazy for some reason. They must be hearing you, bro.
Steaks.
I appreciate you.
They buying steaks. I'm buying cheeseburgers.
We've been on a tragedy for months.
For those that need to know, there are no emergency food stamps.
Okay.
942.
My goodness.
18 minutes.
Just that, and that made me hot too. Just want something every time. No.
Well, bro, why they can't want stamps? If the government is closing down, you see the courthouse can shut down for 2 months.
Oh, so that'd be one thing they use. The courthouse shut down 2 months. I can't be going to court, so I need extra food.
18 minutes, y'all. 18 minutes, and it will be 10 a.m. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Doing great. How about you?
Doing all right, bud.
What's up?
Hey, me and three guys, I think rioting's going to start and stuff over this coronavirus. Me and three guys just got sent home because of the paranoia because we coughed.
Because of paranoia because of what?
We coughed. Clearing our throat.
Oh, because you coughed?
Yeah.
Mm. Where you work?
I work in Liberty.
Mm. You work at a plant or something where there are a lot of people?
Oh, yeah. And it's about 75.
Now, how do you equate that to rioting?
Yeah.
And it's just paranoia with people and the job force and everything.
But what are they going to riot?
I don't know. Just kind of like that old lady and that 30-year-old that got in a fight over a roll of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that. But in the workforce, oh, you're coughing, get the hell out of here, you know?
Mm. I dig. I mean, sadly, that dry cough is one of the symptoms. Dry cough and the fever, those are symptoms. So if you would have sneezed, you probably would have been straight. But just a cough out of the way, like, folks got to take all types of precautions, man. Now you got to go get tested and just wait, 6 to 48 hours until you get the results back. Like, everybody's just trying to take as many precautions as possible. It isn't necessarily singling you out, but again, one of the symptoms. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that.
But I hope it doesn't go to riot, though. I understand your fears, but I hope we're wrong, and I hope we can all keep level heads in this time, dog.
But we do need to look for our neighbors.
I agree, bro. Be considerate of your neighbors, and let's look out for one another, bro.
That's right.
Be good, family.
Yeah, you too, bud.
You know everybody been waiting on that baby, man. I mean it like it.
And I really wanna know.
102 Jams here, 3 Live Crew on your radio. Got a registered nurse on the line trying to hear from her, but her phone's a little janky. What'd you say, Mama?
All right, so I'm a registered nurse.
Yes.
And we work like 13-hour shifts, and they were working us like crazy. And I don't even have toilet paper.
Dang, as a nurse?
Shame.
Yeah.
Now you work at a hospital. You can definitely embezzle some toilet paper from the hospital now.
Are you kidding me?
They got it on lock.
They don't give us none of that stuff. They have all that stuff locked up.
They got it on the lock and key right about now, don't they?
They sure do.
Dang, so you already working excessive hours.
Exactly.
See, that's the problem with it, man. That's what we're trying to tell everybody. Everybody's thinking, oh, why is everybody overreacting? And boom, boom, like, at the rate this thing is infecting people, which is double every 3 days, if it goes on that same scale, by April, it'll be freaking 3 million Americans affected. And the hospitals cannot handle that. We are right now, you probably listening, probably don't know one person with coronavirus. I'm looking at Drank in Vegas. Y'all don't know one person with coronavirus right now.
Correct.
Not one person.
Not that we know of.
Not that you know of. Yeah. Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and right now, the nurses are telling you already that they're overwhelmed. And we don't even know anybody that we know of that has.
Correct.
You see what I'm saying? So imagine if we just keep on frolicking like we're doing out at the clubs and all of this and keep passing it without knowing.
And the people, like, they're still traveling because they say, well, I spent my money. Like, what is that money compared to your health?
Yeah.
Like, what is that? I don't care if you spent $700 on a vacation this weekend coming up. So what is that $700 when it comes to your health?
Yeah, legit. Legit. No, I mean,
and people don't even realize that more people die from the flu than from this virus that the media is making a big deal out of. And most people that are buying this stuff are going to be price gouging because they don't even do this stuff when we have snowstorms.
Yeah. Like, that's why I'm saying that the whole idea right now should be just understand and have compassion for your neighbor. Like, yes, you may be strong enough to combat coronavirus, but you could transmit it to somebody who has a weaker immune system who cannot combat it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason that they're closing restaurants. I just heard that Chick-fil-A at 10 o'clock, they closing all the dining rooms. The only way you can get Chick-fil-A is through the drive-thru. And a lot of restaurants are doing that. You know what I'm saying?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.